So I wanted to share with you, just to make a quick chart. As I mentioned, when we started this sugya, the whole the Machlokes Rabbeinu and Rava includes two shaylos. One, if you can be samech in the first place, and one, if once you're samech, you can keep it there. So what I spoke at yesterday was we have the two shaylos. One is Rishus. This one, it's called having Rishus. And the second was once you sign it with the Anasthos, which we call Tazaka, whatever the Gedarim of the Tazaka are. So basically, Abaya holds, he said, like Abaya, he holds Saimeth. So he holds that you're allowed to be Saimeth, and once you sign it, you have a Sus, and you can keep on being Saimeth. Now, according to Rava, which is the Gemara we've been learning, the Shulchan Aruch, according to Rava, the way we passed him. So we learn now, the last 2 days, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yaina, and the Ramban and the Rashba. The Rosh said, now, he has to explain, the Rosh is talking by an example such as a Chalayim. The case where the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yehuda are arguing. Such as the Chalayim, where there's no gear or delay right away. So the Rosh said to open up a window on your friend's Chorva, where right now it's not Mazikim. This whole three sheets we're going to put down now is talking in touch a case. Where right now it's not gear or delay, you're not Mazikim. So here we had the machlokes between the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yehuda. The Rosh said that you have rishus to be saimach, but the melech is no chazaka because there's no macha. I can't make a macha anyway. He has rishus. You can open up a window on my chorba. So the Rosh said that you're allowed to do it. Rabbeinu Yehuda, who was quoted in the Rosh, argued on both counts. Rabbeinu Yehuda said, you're not allowed to open a window on the floor of the Shulchan Aruch. Because if you do open a window, and somehow you do it, you will get a chazak. Sihod, you will get a chazak. So the name was, that was what we saw Rabbeinu Yaina Shita in the Rosh. And the third Shita we saw yesterday in the Shulchan Aruch, we call it the Ramban and the Rashba. Okay, so the combination of the Ramban and the Rashba. Rabban and the Rashba said you have no right to be Saimeth. Because I could tell you that I don't want to be any right to Lasatim and Kabadin. That was the reason that the Rashba and the Rabban argued. They said, I don't want to schlep you to a din Torah. So therefore, I don't want to be Saimeth. But nevertheless, as the Shulchan Aruch brought from the Rabban at the end, if you do stay for 3 years in such a case, there is no chazak. These are the four sheetahs that we had yesterday. They're the two shaylas of the whole sugya. One reshayla, do you have rishus to be saimach? Can I stop you when you do it in the first place? And the second rishus, if you already did it, is there a chazaka? You have to realize that I think in America, in most cases, when a neighbor does something, well, people are just quiet. I shouldn't say most cases. There are plenty of people who make a tumult all the time. But often, the neighbor is just quiet, and he lets it go. And then years later, when he has a need, he says, okay, till now I let you do it. Till now I let you play ball in the driveway. Now, I need it. I can't be silent with it anymore. So all those cases are going to come under this machlokes. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought only the Rosh and the Rabban and the Rashba Shita. Rabbeinu Yaina Shita was not brought the Feirish in the Shulchan Aruch. As a matter of halacha, at least from what we know so far, these are the two Shitas that we're going to argue. Could you say Kimli? Can't you say Kimli? It seems in the Shulchan Aruch, this was the Iker Shita. It was the last Shita. That was the Lashon Hachi Naktina, said in Shulchan Aruch. It sounded like the last Shita is the Iker Shita. And if you could say Kimli on that, so that's Rabbi Kiva Eger's Clare, which we really have to wait till the end of the sugya. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a contrast in which he tries to bayais the halacha l'maisa from all these machlokes rishayim. I see the hard thing about the sugya is there are so many shittas in the rishayim. so many chilukim, and that's what makes it complicated. But at least this, at least these four shittas, you should try to have klar. Okay, now let's get back to the Gemara we started yesterday. What would be like Rava? Rava by Gira Delay, he holds Lo Yismaich. Rava by Gira Delay holds, you can't be Saimach at all. So what's going to happen if you're there already 3 years? What's Rava going to hold? Okay, I believe the Ketzais in the same Sivkat and Hay, I believe, brings Machlekes the Rush and the Rivash. I believe he's talking about this case. When it's Gira Delay, if you get a Chazak, I may make a mistake. I think he brings us a Machlekes the Rush and the Rivash, which maybe we'll yet get to. Okay, because here when we talk about Rava, we're talking when it's not Gira Delay. Right, it's like opening a window on someone else's Rishos. When it is Gira Delay, so that we haven't talked about, and we'll have to see. Okay, let's see. Let's see the Gemara. We learned yesterday the case of Leiftach Adam Chanushal Nachtaim, Bishal Tzavayim, Techas Oitzu Shal Chaveirai, Vilei Refes Bakar. So what's the case? You have a two-story building. One person owns the first floor, one person owns the second floor. The person who owns the first floor wants to put in a Chanushal Nachtaim, or Tzavayim, which is going to have an oven that makes a lot of heat or a lot of smoke, or refesh al baka, which makes a terrible smell. And the person upstairs, if he already has an oitishal peiros upstairs, they could certainly stop him. But right now, he doesn't have an oitzer upstairs. So the Gemara says, tamadi ika oitzer, haleka oitzer oven. It's a raya from here that beforehand you could do, which was the machlaikis between Abai and Rava. So the Gemara is being paisha to machlaikis. We see when can't you, when are you also to make an oven of nachtaimim only if the oitzer is already there. The oitzer is not there, we see it's mutter. So vaita, it's a raya to Abaya, like all these rayas, or rayas to Abaya. Now, yesterday someone asked me that it's funny, a refes bakar, it's only osir if I'm putting an oitzer upstairs. If people live upstairs, they don't mind having a refes bakar downstairs. So I don't know, I'm really not sure what to answer. You know, I guess in those days they were more used to animals and they didn't mind as much, I don't know. But I saw in the Rashba, he brings in the Yerushalmi says, Oitzu is laftafka hu adin dira. It's funny that you chap on Oitzu if it's dira, but he says, Oitzu is laftafka hu adin if you live upstairs. Just if you store upstairs things like wood, so then who cares what's going on downstairs? If you store Oitzu shal peiros, then you do care. But if you move in, he says, the B'shem Yerushalmi, he says, if you move in, it's the same din. So at least Yerushalmi, at least there's on that the Huadin, if there are people upstairs, people living upstairs, also Refesh al-Bakr is the same din. So Akoponim, the Gemara has a good raya. So we learned yesterday the Gemara's Terence. If you move in after he bangs away on his drums, can you do it? So let's see, based on what we learned so far, if you move in and someone was there first, so let's see, the Gemara here is going to say, the Gemara in a minute is going to say that this case of Aitza Dekanami, that it's only if it was Kadma, whichever one is first, right? That's what we're saying here. Whoever comes first has a right. The question is the same thing true about someone who's banging away the drums? So what do you say? The same thing true, someone is banging away with drums. So let's see. Make a cheshbon. And let's learn the Gemara, and then we'll make a cheshbon. In other words, the question is, when does Kedima give a kayach? When does Kedima give a schus? Well, what we have based on the board, it should never, Kedima should never count. The board, it says that you don't get a schus if you go first. And here we see that you do get a schus.
No.
Let's go to say the first, let's know pshat in the Gemara, and then we'll talk about this. The Gemara answers Dirashani. Now, Dirashani means what? Like Rashi. Remember Dirashani is like Rashi. Most of the like Rashi. Dirashani, a house is different. A home is different. A home, a person needs to do things in his home. And in a home, you can't answer on somebody something because of a future hazard. So Dira is an exception. Rava is later to Abaya in a Dira that you could be, that you can't answer a person in his Dira because of a future hazard. What's pshat in the Gemara? Is pshat Rav is made to Abaya in the first din that you have rishus to do it? Or is made to him in both by Dirashani? Is made to one or is made to both? What's pshat? It was saying that Dirashani, in the Dira, Rav is made to Abaya. That's the Gemara's teretz. So he's made to Abaya in what? That you have a shus l'smayichta, for sure. And that you have a schus once you're there. It's clear he's made to that as well. Because here in this brisa of the chanus and the oitzer, he keeps it. Once he does it, so he keeps the schus. So we're saying now that Dirashani, in the case of Adira, not only do you have rishus to do it in the first place? But suddenly, after normal tashrish of adira, once you do it, you already get a schus as well. So now, Rav is being made to Abaya in a very significant case. Every case of adira is made. Anything a person does in his house, what's an example of things people do in the house? I don't know if playing drums is a normal thing to do in the house. Maybe it is, but. But Lamaisa, that's what comes out. The Gemara brings a raya, De Konami, the Tani Allah, Maisa Refis Baka Kanamis Lights and Mutter. What's the De Konami? What's De Konami? I'll also prove it to you. Because it says Maisa Refis Baka Kanamis Lights, it's Mutter. So Tysis explains. Dekanami diktani, bekulu archakis the mestisim loitani hachi, havi lashmina bishar vekoshkem vidira. So therefore, it must be that there's a special din by our Mishnah, which would otherwise not apply. That our Mishnah is a special halacha. That's why it has to tell you, that's why it tells you in Haisa Refes Bakar Kedemes Loitza that it's murdered. Zaktaisvis. V'tema, the loyal of Asharachok is nami mutalismach. V'hod enach dehacha lashmina revusa, afagav davagira delay. And vice academis lights a mutter. Taisvis says, you know, I hear a chafter on more. Because here it's gira delay. Like I told you yesterday from the Bukule Charifta, this mission is a case of gira delay. And the main lesson, maybe Taisvis says, that's why a chafter on here. As I state in Taisvis. Now, remember, before we started this Gemara, we learned on Chafei Abed Beis, the Machalikis of Yaisi and the Rabbanim, when a mazik has to be marchik. Chachamim said, always. And Rabbi Yaisi said, only by Gira Delay. Rabbi Yaisi said, you only have to be marchik by Gira Delay. At that time, I told you, Taisis on Chafei Beis on the Beis says, that all the Mishnayos in the Perek are all examples of Gira Delay. Which means that all these are cases of Gira Delay, like Taisis. Very strange, Taisis says in our Taisis that this is a case of Gira Delay. Other cases,
seems to say, other case, not a case of Gira Dila. This is a case of Gira Dila. So the Mistam de Kavanah of Taisus, the Birchas Avraham is the Kasha, he says that Mistam Taisus means like the Rajba. The Rajba says that our case of Refes Bakar and Nachtaimim and Tzavahim is different than all the other Gira delays. What's a normal Gira delay? I put down Gefes and Zevel, and over time the Gefes and Zevel is Mazikim. But it starts Miyad, and over time it continues to be Mazik. That's a case of Gira delay. In those other cases we had in the Daf, in the Mishnayis, I do something, and over time it comes to be Mazikim. The Rashba says that our case is something constant. It's like Mischadish B'chol Yom Tamid. Every day he lights a new fire on his oven, on the oven of Nachtayna. He's constantly lighting again. He's bringing in animals again. It's something that's Mischadish Tamid. And because it's Mischadish Tamid, that's the uniqueness of the Gira delay of this case, is that it's a mazik that happens constantly. It's true. The Gira delay Rav Yossi is made, there's all the Gira delays. When Tosfos is saying that this case is different, Tosfos is saying this case is different. Why? Because it's something that's a constant thing, that's every single day. You know, it's still more similar to the Papa Yunoa case, where the person banged every day on his thing. Every day was a new banging. It's something that's mechmeschadish b'chol yoyim. And the uniqueness of the Refes Bakar case is that it's a mazik that's mischadish every day. Mischadish b'chol yoyim tam. Every day the hezek comes again. And even in this case, we say dirashani, and we say that once it's a tashmish of a dira, not only are you allowed to do it in the beginning, which is smaller chiddush, but once you do it, you get a chazaka. So that dira shani, the way the Rashba is learning, is a chiddush that even a type of mazik, which it's not a mazik that I just opened the window once, and now it's mazik constantly. Even a mazik where every single day I do it again, even such a thing, there's a din that dira shani, that a person could be mazik and such a thing and have a chazaka on it. That's the nekuda of chiddush that the Rashba is. Of course, the cases we talked about, playing basketball or playing drums, are also cases that are mischadish b'chol yoyim. It's not like a window that's there constantly. Every day you start again. And the Rashba says that that's a chiddush l'kula, that's included in the heter of our Gemara. Why taka? Taka, why? Why? Just because I was able to do it yesterday, why can I light the oven again today? So the Bichas Avraham points to the Ktzais in Sivkat and Kufnan Hay, Sivkat and Yud Aleph. The Ktzais there, in the beginning of the Ktzais, he explains Abaya. When we started the Sugya, I told you, why does Abaya hold Saimech? Abaya holds is a din of Schus Kadima Barishan. That Abaya holds that if someone comes first, he has a right. He has a right to something. If you come first, you have a right to it. Whoever disagrees, says coming first doesn't matter. The Tzais himself says that by Dirashani, Rav is made to Abaya, that Shcheinim have a din of Schus Kedima Barishan. Somebody does something first, he has a right to it. And that's the pshat in Dirashani. So according to this Hezber, we're going to stick with this Hezber la'halacha, we'll have to see. It comes out that we have a tremendous geder of dira. Most cases are cases of dira. We have a geder of dira, dira shani, the things that a person does in his dira, which are normal needs of a dira, these are the things that a person can These are the things that a person has a right to, and if you do it, you get a schus, a tremendous kula. The whole Dirashani now is a tremendous kula. Right? So, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to try to make charts or try to memorize all the Gedarim. There are going to be many chilukim. A Dirashani apparently is going to be a tremendous chilik, Ladina. If it stays Ladina, it's going to be a tremendous chilik at the end. That Dira is different. Now, I can't imagine how we're going to paskin these things. Is playing drums a normal use of a Dira? Is playing drums a normal use of a Dira? No? If you have a teenage boy, so maybe it's a normal use. No? I don't know. We grew up, my neighbor had a son who had drums. Played drums all the time. So, maybe not late at night, but he played drums. It's going to be very hard. La halacha, the only way we can work this out is we find tshuvas. And they say, what is Dirashani? What's Dirashani? I'm not Dirashani. I don't know. If I want to make a Purim party in my house on Purim night, it keeps the neighbors up. I can say Dirashani. I'm doing it already. And doing it many years. So Dirashani, Adira. Is that a normal use of Adira? Somebody could argue making a party, go to a hall, you know, go to a house. So I don't know what the Gedarim are of Dirashani. I'm just starting this sugya just like you. We're going to finish the sugya. We'll try to see if we can get Gedarim lahalacha. But rather, noise is a separate sugya. I shouldn't even talk about it. Drums and this. It's a separate sugya in the Perek, which I would like to make sure we get to. By hook or by crook, to get to the sugya making noise. So we'll get to it in Mitzvah Hashem. So anyway, this is the Gemara's Teretz. This is Pshat in the Gemara of Yerushalayim. Like I said, I'd like to do in these sugyas is try to stick with the halacha. In Lamdis, in the Achrayim and the Rashivas, there's a lot of Lamdis in the Rishani. But I'd like, we have a short Zman, and we're learning the Perek of Smut. I'd like to stick, whatever we speak out, should be at least the Shaykhis to what it says in the Pesach. Do I say it has to happen every day? I don't know. I don't know. The person, I was if he has every Shabbos. I don't know what the Gedarim of Dirashani are more than what we have so far. I don't know. It has to be maybe most days. I don't know. I'm not sure. I learned it just like you learned it. Okay. Now, the question that we asked in the beginning, before we go weiter, what's the klal? When does coming first help? We spoke about this once before. When is the klal? Agamar is saying, we have here a case. Well, if you come first, you win. If you don't come first, you don't win. Now, like Abaya, I know. Abaya says that there are klal, you can come first. One is the gedor, the geder of the Gemara here, where the Gemara says that if the Refes Bakar was moved in before the Eitzer, if the Eitzer is moved before the Refes Bakar, whoever comes first, he gets rights. What's the gather for it? See, here we have a Beferish Atshuvas HaRashba, which is Masberit. It's very unusual. The Sma in Kufn and Dalitz of Katan Lamed Hay prints the Rashba word for word. The entire Tshuvas HaRashba is in the Sma Lamed Hay. Clearly he's paskini that way. And from the Stima of the Shach and the other Mefarshim, it seems they all agree with it. So we have here L'chaira together. What does it say, the Tshuvas HaRashba? Rashba makes a geder. When do we say the din of Refes that if you come first, you have a right, and if you come second, if you say, if I put my yitzah there first, or then I have a right, I put my Refes first, I have a right. And when do you say that you don't have a right? So he says the klal is, if what I'm doing is in my rishus, doing something in my rishus, then, and it's not what I'm doing is not mazik someone else. So kadima could help for me to go first, and if I put in an oitzer, I could stop you from putting in your refes bakar or your neftaimin. I'm doing something in my own rishus, putting in my oitzer. If I put in an oitzer, I'm stopping you because I came first now. So that doesn't matter. I can do what I want on my own. And then you can't be mazik, so you're going to have to stop. A person who's Isaac b'tach shalai is allowed to do what he's doing b'tach shalai. Why is that different than Zokta Rajba? What happens if I open a window to your churva, the case we talked about? I open up a window to your churva. So the Rajba is the last shita. I mean, you're not supposed to open it. You could stop me if you want. I open the window to your churva, you didn't say anything. You come, let's say 3 years later, and you want to build a house. So what's the Rajba shita, Vaita? The Rajba says, if I open a window to your churva, I don't get a chazaka. I open the window to your churva. When you're going to build, I have to block out my window. So fret the Rajba, what's the difference between the case where I put a chaloyim first? When I put a chaloyim first, and now you're coming and you're building. So we say that I have to remove my chaloyim. Why is that different? Why don't we say that the person building the house now, once the chaloyim was first, why don't we say first come, first serve? So call it a slus kadima barishin, whatever you want to call it. And once I put in a chaloyim, not only you can't stop me from using the chaloyim, but you shouldn't even be allowed to build a wall opposite my chaloyim. You're going to darken my wall. Why don't we say slus kadima to the person who put in the window, that he was first, and if he's first, the other person can't be mapil alav. The other person has to be marchik dalal amis and give him light. Why don't we say the same exact thing that is a schus kedima? So here the Rajba answers that the case of a window is different, because in the case of the window, when I open up a window to your rishus, I'm benefiting from you. I'm benefiting from your avir, like we said yesterday from the Nesivis. I'm benefiting from your avir. When I'm benefiting from your avir, my schus kedima doesn't give me a forever right in your avir. If I put an oitzer in my apartment, I live upstairs, I put an oitzer of Paris. So now later you can't come and build an oven and be massive me. Because when I build my oitzer, I'm not having an oven from you. I'm oisik b'tech shali. I'm doing whatever I'm doing in my own rishus. I'm not doing anything in your rishus. So when I'm doing something in my rishus, so then if I come first, there's such a thing as a schus kedima. M'she'enke, by opening a window, here I'm benefiting from your rishus. I'm getting the light, the avir, through your rishus. Here, in such a case, there's no din of schus kedima to stop the other person, because there's no schus kedima to be able to use the other person's property. I'm not using the grounds of his property, I'm using the air of his property. There's no schus kedima to be able to use the other person's property. I can only have a schus kedima to stop, to, if I do something in my own rishus, to stop you from being mazik. But a schus kedima to have rights in your rishus, and when you build the wall, you'll have to be barchik. That says the Rajba, nothing doing. That type of schus kedima, there's no such thing as a schus kedima on another person's rishus. This Rajba is where the Nesivis I mentioned yesterday got his klal. Nesivis said that on the other Rajba. We had the other Rajba yesterday. The Rajba said that I could stop you from doing something. I say, any right to l'sati mimcha b'din. I don't want to shlef din Torah. I could stop you from opening up a window. So we said, what kind of time is that? I could stop you from shlefing to Bez, then you'll tell me you won't have to shlef me to Bez. Who says you have to shlef me to Bez? So if the Nesivis, that Rajba also is going dafka on the window case. Because in the window case, I'm benefiting from your avir. I'm benefiting from your light. If I'm coming to benefit from your light, from your avir, in such a case,
why do you have to let me use it? Because you only have to let me use it because right now you don't need it. In such a case, the Nesiva said, but if you tell me it makes you nervous, because you don't want to be afraid, you'll have to be Lesatami and Mabedin, you could start. So these two Rajbas are Hainuach. They're saying the case of a window is a case where I'm benefiting from your property. When I benefit you from my property, the Rajba says now we have two rules. One yesterday is that I could tie it to you, I don't want to schlep to Bezdin, I don't want you to open a window. And number two, if you did open a window and you're there many years, still I could tell you now I'm building a wall. You can't say I have a schus kedima. There's no schus kedima when it infringes on the other person's property. It's mistaver, of course, very mistaver. Even adira, it says even adira, the rule of the adira shani. Still, there's no schus kedima. In any case, there's no schus kedima if it encroaches on the other person's property. This is the two Rashbas. Yeah. That's what he says. The Nesivus uses the Lashon Zenet of Zaman Chaser. I agree with you, it's a Chiddush. I would have thought air is public property. It doesn't belong to anybody. But Mistam he means because the other person has a right to block it. The other person could have built a house there. So it's his air rights that you're using. It's air rights, it's not the air. It's the air rights, it's the muck. The muck of the house. I agree with you, it's a Chiddush, but the Lashon is clear. You know, the seed is for sure, it's clear. Okay, so this is the rule of Dirashani, the Dekanami. Just to mention briefly, there's the Rima Gash has a second shot in Dirashani. They all bring it. The Rajba brings it, the Ritva brings it, the Ran. They bring B'shem the Rima Gash, a second shot in Dirashani, which is not brought La Halacha. But his pshat in Dirashani is that I'm allowed to put a refes bakar under, on the bottom floor, because Dirashani, because since you plan to live upstairs, it's unusual that you would change your mind and use it for an aitzah. You know, he touches Dirashani. Why am I allowed to put an oven downstairs? Why am I allowed to put a refes bakar? Maybe you use an aitzah. How can I do it in the first place? Dirashani, since the upstairs is a dira, it's not likely that a person takes his house and changes it to a storage place. So Dirashani, it's not likely that you'll change the upstairs to an aitzah. So that's why I'm allowed to do it. Now, the chayra that teretz isn't true. Because we said by sada she'ina yasila bayris, even a sada, it's not normal to put bayris. Rava holds you're not allowed to be saimach. So what's pshat in the Rima Gash? Rava holds you can't be saimach. That was the Gemara's cash. So like the Rima Gash was saying, it's a shani, it's not normal to put an aitzer upstairs. The Rishani is not normal to put an aitzer in a dira. But Rava argues even when it's not normal, even sada she'ina yasila bayris. So Zok the Rajba, Pshat and the Rima Gash. You have two levels of not normal. Sadashain Asli Labai Rais. It's not usual to put in a bar. If someone puts it in, it's not abnormal, it's just not usual. Usually you don't put virus in the field that doesn't need irrigation. But if someone does it, it's not strange. When we say here, Dirashani, we're talking, imagine someone has a regular apartment in a regular neighborhood, in a regular city, in the middle of Flatbush. He has a dira. So you say, let's be chayshish, she's going to use it for a night. They use it to store pennies. So there, it's highly unusual. Something that's highly unusual, that the Rima Gash holds, you don't have to, even like Rava's Maida, something that's totally unusual to do, Rava's Maida, that you don't have to worry about. This Rima Gash, what? Oh, good, yeah. 1 second.
This Rimagash deals with the Hagos Maimini I mentioned also in the very beginning. The Hagos Maimini said that the din of Harfokas Nezikin is only for a normal thing that someone else does. But for something that's abnormal, I don't have to be marachik for something that's not normal. So that Hagos Maimini has a makar here in the Rimagash. I don't know if you're definitely still in that, but Hagos Maimini was in Paraktes of Hilchashreinim. And it has a makar here in the Rimagash. The Rajba asks on the Rimagash, he says, Svari has no problem. But he asks on him that it doesn't stim with the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi said that Oitzer is lav dafka, hu adin diva. Even if I live upstairs, I don't want a refes bakar under me. But the Rimagash is not saying that. The Rimagash is saying, Dira Shani, that we're talking upstairs is a dira. It's just not an Eitzer. So that doesn't fit with the Rishami. The Rishami says if the upstairs is a dira, I could still stop you from putting in the Naftoimim and the Refes Baka.
What's the difference
if the Refes Baka is living there? Like the Rima, if he already put in his, if he's living there, it wouldn't be different. But if he already put his Eitzer in upstairs, so now I can't tie in that I'm going to do it because it's not. I don't have to worry. You'll put in a night. So he already put in a night. So he already put in a night. So that's good. The Rashi has the second kash on the Rimagash. We're going to have a Gemara soon that asks, what happens if you prepared it for a night? He cleaned it out. He set up shelves. He prepared it for a night, and then the downstairs fellow runs and he throws in his refus bakar. Who's first? The one who brought in the animals or is preparing it for a night to also count. That's going to be the Yibayitul Yifshita later. Says also it doesn't stem with the Rimagash. Rimagash says you're only allowed to do it because you don't have to be chayshish she's going to make it a night. You don't have to be worried he's going to make it a night. If he was already prepared it for a night, so if I think it makes no sense, I don't have to be chayshish she'll use it for a night. He put in shells, he cleaned it, he prepared it. So if I think he's going to put in a night. So the Rashba is matrik the Rimagash for these reasons, but the side of the Rimagash, like the Gos Maimini says, could still be emes lahalacha. Let's see the next device. Tashma. Lo yita adam ilan samach l'sade elam kein herchik mimenu dalan amis. This is the Mishnah later in the Perek. The person not allowed to put a tree near his sade chavera unless he's machik dalet amis. B'tani Allah dalet amis shomru kedei avoidas hakerem. The amount of place you need to work around the kerem. You want to pick things, pick fruit from the kerem. You need to have places for your wagons, your horses. So dalet is a lot of space. But the Gemara says you need. That's how much space you have to use. Exactly the same line. Five states it's only Yasser because of Kedei Avodah Sakarim. That's why it's us. You could be Samech, which is like Abaya. Abaya holds you allowed to be Samech. Avagavdika Shroshim the Kamaski. Even though the Shroshim of the Ilan are going to be mazik. Now, how are the shrushim going to be mazik? How are the shrushim going to be mazik? So Rashi says two ways that the plowing la'akef of acharisha and chafiras habayis. So the Gemara is bringing a raya from here. You see from here that you're allowed to be Seimach. I'm allowed to be Seimach my tree as long as I'm Seimach my tree before. If there's no Avodas HaKerem issue, I'm allowed to be Seimach my tree. So it's a raya that you're allowed to be Seimach. It's a raya to Abaya that you could be Seimach. Now, what do you say to the raya? What do you say to the raya? That's a good raya to Abaya. In this case, Okay, so you have to get it clear. I'm putting a tree near your sada. So I'm only not allowed to do it if there's an issue of avodah sekerim. Let's say there's no issue. Let's say it's not a tree that has peiros. I'm putting it up for the shade. So then I'm allowed to. So it's a raya to avaya. I could be simech as long as I'm not mazik right now. I'm allowed to be simech. So I don't understand this. This is a case. Is this a case of gira delay? When I plant a tree, is this gira delay? I'm planting a tree. That's not gira delay. Right, that was the case on Daf Chafhamid Beis about Rabbi Beis and Rabbanu. What's this? How do you learn this Gemara like Tosfos? I must be missing something here. Right, the bottom Tosfos said, which is the Rosh Hashit on the board, that Rava only answers by things that start a hezek right away, that cause damage immediately. Anything else, that's that Rava's made that it could be Simach. That's the Rosh Hashit. So Rava, I don't understand this raya. Isn't Rava made by trees? I don't know. I don't think about it. I didn't understand. So I figured I'll look. Somebody will ask the kasha.
Yeah, the
Ben the Rash was good. But like the way Tosfos and the Rosh learned this Gemara, right? The bottom Tosfos. Tosfos said that Gefes. What's wrong with Gefes? Vadei mutal lismach b'shem kaisel shem azik lo. Avada Rava's idea could be simach right now if I'm not mazik at all. Right? It's not giving a delay. If I'm not mazik right now, of course I could do it. So what's pshat in this raya? I don't know. I looked at the svarim that are in the shelf on the perek. I didn't see anybody should explain this. Why it's a good raya. Huh? The longest of tzumba everybody talks about, but to help someone like me who can't figure out pshat in the raya, and see that people should, that the mefarshim should discuss. That's not a problem. No. At the bottom, Tosfos and the Rosh said that Rav is Maidi. That's why there's a check on the first box over there on the second line. The Rav is Maidi, you're allowed to be Sinech if it's not Mazik right away. So over here, it's not Mazik right away. So I talk it on up Shalai Tosfos. We'll go Vait. I hope someone will enlighten me. I'm missing something. I'm missing an akuda here. That I don't have. Okay, so we'll see. Anyway, the Gemara brings a raya that you could be Simach, you could put the tree. So the Gemara, Hachabayaskin and the Mafsik Tzunma. Sounds like a bit of a daichik. What's Tzunma? It's hard earth, stony earth that's under the ground, that blocks roots. So here it's talking the Mafsik Tzunma, that there's Tzunma in between. So therefore, the Shrashim are no problem. Shrushim are not an issue. So that's why the Mishnah said that Avodah Sekerim is an issue. If Avodah Sekerim wouldn't be an issue, there's no issue because there's Tzunma. Because there's the hot earth underneath which blocks the roots. Okay, so it's a little bit of a daichik to say the Mishnah was talking about Tzunma and it didn't say so. But once we have the Teretz makes a lot of sense. Mafsik Tzunma, so there's no hazard. Now here there are two Gersois, either Dekonami. And the Pshat is going to end up the same. Either Dekanami or Toshma. It says, Vaita hoya geder bein tayim, zesaymech legeder mekan, zesaymech legeder mekan. If there's a wall in between. So now there's no issue of Avaida Sakarim. What's Avaida Sakarim? I'm going to take my wagon and my horses to pick my tree, and it's going to go onto your property. If there's a wall, I'll come with my wagons, but they can't fit. They won't be able to penetrate the wall to go to your property. So then, Zesaymech Mikav is Zesaymech Geder Mikav. That's what it says in the Sefer. So here, we see you're allowed to be Saymech. The roots are going to do damage. If you go to Toshmad, to bring your Raya, the roots are going to do damage. So you see the test, you have to hear the words, Hachinami Tzod Mashem. Here also it's talking Tzunma. This is a continuation of the Mishnah that's talking about a Tzunma. So as long as there's a tzunma, the issue is only Avodah Sekerim, and it's okay. There's a Rabbi Chanan in Kaivet Ta'aris. He says sometimes in Shas, the Gemara says Terutzim, there seem to be a Daichik. He says it's in the Mishnah in a unique case. And sometimes the Gemara has a Kash and it doesn't answer that way. Says Rabbi Chanan in Kaivet Ta'aris that says the Klal. He says that when the Mishnah was written, every Mishnah is to tell you a specific Chiddush that's the focus of the Mishnah. If you have a kasha on something that's the main issue of the Mishnah, you can't say tonight in a daichik case. You can't say it's talking in some weird case. Because if the Mishnah, the Tana, was coming to teach a case, he explains the case exactly what he means. But if the Tana is coming to explain one case, you have a kasha from something else, which the Tana wasn't talking about, so then it's not a daichik to say the Tana didn't want to get into it. So he was talking in a case where that doesn't apply. That's what this Gemara is a perfect example of Rabbi Chanan. The Tana was coming to tell us rules of Avodas HaKeren, of how far you have to march for your wagons and your horses. What about the roots? The Gemara says Tzunma. In other words, the Tana didn't want to talk about roots. The Tana wanted to talk about what's going on above ground. So the roots, he was talking a Tzunma case, where there's no issue of roots. And that's the Gemara's tarot. Here it says that if the roots do go, you have to make sure there are no roots. Three tefachim. Either mafsi tzunma, my boy, awesome. There's a tzunma, my roots can't get into your property. He's telling you, and if you have a shayla with roots, so then there's a din of lowering it three tefachim shlo yakev hamachrish. So this is the halach again. This is the way it says it here in the Gemara. It's a relatively easy raya and teretz. The Ramban brings b'shem the Ravid that teaches the Gemara ilav tzunma to mean the following. If when you originally planted your tree, there was a tzunma. So when I planted my tree, no problem, my roots are not going to go into your property. Later, ilav tzunma means if the tzunma disintegrated. Over time, the tzunma got soft, and it went away. It went away by itself. So here, I planted originally the heter, because there was a tzunma, I was allowed to plant the tree. Zakhtar Ravid, the Gemara is saying, ilav tzunma, if the tzunma goes away, if there's no tzunma anymore, then you have a din of being marchik. Then, if it's neker hatzunma, so then you don't have to be yaker your tree, you just have to be mamik shlosh tefachim. That's the Ravid's take on this case in the Gemara. The Ramban, as we'll see in Yisrael Shem tomorrow, the Ramban disagrees with this Ravid. Getting back to Siman Kuf Nundal Tzivt HaZayin, yesterday we read the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah brings one more case of the Rosh, Tshuvas HaRosh. And that's a case where I open up a window to your property, and at the time I open the window, there's a kaisel. So I can't see into your property. And then the kaisel falls. Now you come to me with a time that I'm looking into your property. I say, I was semech behetera. I originally did a behetera when I put up my windows. There was something blocking. The Rosh says that I have to block up my window. That I have to remove my hezek. This Rosh and this Ravid are talking in the same exact case. They're talking when I do something originally, beheter, because there's some type of shield, shielding me from being massacred. Either a tzumma is shielding me, or a wall is shielding me. So I did a beheter. And now the wall falls down, What's the din in such a case? Do I stay with my rights that I had originally? I don't stay with my rights. The Seif, if you look at the second line with the Rosh said you don't have rights. You don't have rights, you don't get a chazaka. Shailiz, is that only in a case where originally when I did it because, well, in the Rosh's case, there was no nizik. In a case where there is a nizik, just I have something shielding me, what's it been in such a case? So that, we'll come back to tomorrow. Again, it's the Ramah and Sifte Zayin. The Ktzais there on Sifte Zayin, I remember which Ais, I think it's Ais Vav in the Ktzais. The Ktzais, the short Ktzais, he just says, Medama Milsa La Milsa, he says that all Machlaikis derived in the Ramban, and yet a Machlaikis, the Rosh, and the Rosh, and the Yeshchalkim in the Ramah is the same Machlaikis. And if you have a chance, the Pisrei Tshuva there, Tzivkot and Tezayin brings, we'll learn the first piece of the Kuntrus on the Zikin of Rabbi Kiva Eger, which has to do with this, Tzivkot and Tezayin. It brings a piece of it, and we'll do that tomorrow. Now,